time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We have ourselves a pretty good day underway here. Still have some cloud cover in southern parts of Ohio and portions of Kentucky and far southern Indiana. That's not helping things too much as far as drying us down from the rain that occurred earlier this week. But it is going to clear off, or at least a little bit, as time moves along. We have a deep low-pressure center, kind of a trough of low pressure, actually a loft over the southeastern corner of the U.S., and it is going to be responsible for some repetitive rain of significance over the next few days. This will be focused mostly on the Carolinas, parts of Georgia, and reaching up into parts of Kentucky periodically, and we'll see a few showers that will work their way into Ohio and Indiana as well as we get into the heart of the weekend from this trough of low pressure. This moisture will not be associated with the hurricane Joaquin, and in fact, today's forecast for that hurricane is a bit different, taking a path more to the right of the path advertised yesterday. One of the computer forecast models that we look at on a regular basis still suggests the storm could totally miss the U.S. Atlantic coast, and if that's the case, then there would obviously be no impact on the eastern Midwest, let alone the northeastern states. That's probably not quite right, though we will expect the storm to be close enough to the New England coast to cause a lot of rain there, but it no longer looks like that storm is going to end up moving into the Middle Atlantic region, and that's a blessing for the eastern U.S. Midwest. I think we'll see a lot less potential for precipitation to occur as we get out into the weekend itself and early next week. So the majority of the Midwest will actually end up with ideal crop maturation and harvest weather for the next full week. We do have a little frontal system that will cut across the region after the hurricane leaves the U.S. Atlantic coastal region. This will occur during midweek next week, and we'll see some rain move across the Midwest from west to east. The rains that occur with that will probably run from about 2/10 of an inch to 8/10 of an inch, or maybe something locally greater, getting up around an inch or so. It'll be a fast-moving disturbance, though, and probably won't be with us more than a day or two. And again, that's midweek next week, probably Wednesday or Thursday. And after that, we'll go back into some more dry again. So I think the pattern here is looking pretty darn good. Looks like our temperature bias is also going to be somewhat favorable. It's going to be a little on the mild to coolish side, though. It looks as though the afternoon high temperatures are probably going to hold back here into the 60s over a big part of the Midwest today, maybe even some upper 50s occurring across the cloud-covered areas in the Great Lakes region and also down across parts of the Ohio River Valley, Kentucky in particular. Now, I just said that there are cloud-covered areas in the Great Lakes region. There actually is only going to be partial cloud cover there today. There will be some sunshine as well. The high temperatures across the region tomorrow will be mostly upper 50s and 60s again across the Midwest. We'll see that trend right on through the heart of the weekend. A little bit of a warm-up may occur in parts of the Ohio River Valley briefly on Sunday, but I'm not ready to completely buy into that. As we move out into the first part of next week, we should warm up a little bit more, and it looks like our low temperatures, though, will be fairly nippy as we go forward through this weekend. A lot of middle and upper 30 and 40-degree readings expected across the Midwest. Will be a potential for a little frost once in a while in some of the northern areas. It'll be patchy, soft frost. There shouldn't be any reason for us to expect significant freezing temperatures to occur across any part of the Midwest. Hard red winter wheat country is still expecting to get a little bit of rain as we go forward through the day tomorrow and on Saturday. The precipitation will certainly be welcome with temperatures only in the 50s and 60s. The moisture will stay in the ground and help to germinate and emerge some of that crop out there. But I think a lot of the rain is going to be a little bit light, and there's going to be a need for much more of it as we move further out into the month of October. Otherwise, I think the U.S. is looking pretty darn good right now, and that's pretty much it this morning. This is Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir.